one more time before I turn this microphone. Oh, by Shatta, yes, sir. I'm going to say it one more time, because you got some preachers in here. You got some pastors that's trying to be pastoral. Y'all don't like me tonight. You got some evangelists that's trying to be evangelistic. Hey! But I hear the Holy Ghost saying, if you break out of your mold and go to praising God like you just the righteous,
is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Come on, church, make the noise.
Greetings. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
He already showed us that worship was in order. Y'all remember this one? Listen. I'll give you the honor. I'll give you the praise. Forever and ever, I'll lift up your name. Yeah.
I'll give you the honor.
My.
I'll give you the praise.
Give me the honor.
I'll give you the praise.
Yeah. You think we having a time now? But I got a lot of friends that's already over there. My father, Reverend Willie Pringle's over there. The late Willie Neal Johnson, Reverend Slim Howard Hunt. And I can't wait to get over there. Anybody here can't wait to get over there with Jesus is. Everybody that wanna go, let's make one big choir. Heaven say,
God for you. He has been so good. Brought us from where we need to be brought from. When there was a need in life, he fulfilled our need. We're gracious to God today for that. To God be glory and honor and praise. On Wednesday night, I taught a lesson, and I was trying to establish a point with people. With people, already established a point with God, trying to establish a point with people that I don't need you to tell me to praise God. That testimony should have set a fire under you. What God has already done, what he's done right in the midst of us, should give us rejoicing of the same. When you got to make me be what I need to be, then I'm not. But when I freely submit my will to the will of God, then I am. And that's what God requires of all of us. You see why we sing. You see why we praise God. He's been so good to us. He's been better to us than we even been to ourselves. We're not even worthy to receive the praise that God put on us. But I thank him for it this day. In the book of Philippians, I thank God today for this testimony. And every one of us ought to be able to give a testimony to 2017. The Lord brought us over, and we got to acknowledge that. Philippians 2, 1 through 7. We're going to read through this, and we want to look at something, because what the testimony said, what we said on Wednesday night, it's meeting together. So God is trying to say something to us. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels of mercy, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves. Look not every man on his own thing, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it was not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. You may be seated. If Jesus is what you say he is, listen to me good now. If Jesus is what you say he is, why don't you trust him? If he's what you say, we brag on him, why you can't trust him? On every corner, every angle, whenever trouble comes, he's right there, waiting to deliver us, but we got to have faith in what we say. See? Out of our mouth come blessing and cursing. We got to make sure today that it's always blessing. Satan ties us up every now and then. Let's be honest. Can I be honest today? Satan ties every now and then and some conjective prepositions slip out of our mouth. That make any sense? Slip out of our mouth. But once you realize that it has, go correct it. You don't have to pray now, prayer to correct it. Just get in order. That's amazing, isn't it? The prayer has already been prayed. Salvation already established, right? Jesus already in you. But every now and then, Satan jump on your back and you catch a pain in the back. And all of us don't say praise the Lord when you get a pain. Huh? I know you don't want to hear that, but I'm talking good talk to you. Good talk. The Bible said if there be any consolation in Christ. What are you saying, consolation? Consolation. That which relieves grief and pain from us. The comfort to every situation. Relieve the pain and agony from you. And it comforts you in every situation that you meet. If he's so good, if he's what you say he is, Then let me see it. Let me see it. Starting with me now. Starting with me. Let me see it. If he's so, if he's bread and a starving man, let me see it. When you're hungry, destitute of food to eat, you don't have to get wild. Just take everything to the Lord in prayer. And he'll fix it, right? Pray according to the word of God, and the Lord gonna deliver every time. Every time he's gonna deliver. And say, if any comfort of love, comfort of love, believing the word by faith assures a victory. It's a condition of ease and wellness. Comfort. John said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, if it was not so, I wouldn't tell you nothing. But I'm going to prepare a place for you where it's comfort, huh? Where it's comfort, where it's peace, where it's joy, where it's understanding, where it's patient experience. That's where I'm going. And I got to go. I know you want me to stay with you, but I got to go to this place called heaven, the new kingdom that I set up through my blood, my death, burial, and resurrection. I set a new kingdom up for you, because I know that you've been oppressed, you've been depressed, you've been talked about, you've been lied on. People persecute you. They do everything possible to hurt you and to keep you, break you so you can't get into the kingdom. But I'll seal you, all those that believe them, I'll seal you until the day of redemption. Smith, what you saying? I'm saying what the Bible say. If you truly accepted Christ as Lord and Savior, hear me, and you go get anybody you want and bring them to me. They ain't going to face me and tell me it's not in order. Christ saved you. Satan can't unsave you. He can tempt you, that's all. But he can't unsave you. That's power. Before Jesus fulfilled the law, every year you had to kill a good animal, beautiful animal, loving animal, and give a sacrifice for your sin once a year. It didn't last for 1 year. But when grace came and mercy came on the scene, he killed your sin. He had the power over sin and death forever. So what are you saying? He got power over sin and death forever. Okay, once you accept Christ Jesus, you can't die no more. He'll let you go to sleep a little while. But then when he blow that trumpet, you're going to get up, huh? All power, just like Jesus, all power. Heaven and earth going to be in your hand. The Bible said we are and journey out together with Jesus. Well, that's what we are. And we need to stop criticizing ourselves. I don't think I'm good enough. You'll never hear that out of my mouth. I'm the best living. That's what you're going to hear from me. I'm the best living. I don't believe in that old foolishness. You can't do this, you can't do that. That's not the ways of God. Now, you got the God. You got the greatest power on earth in you, but you can't do it? How we let that slip up in the church? How we let that mess slip up in the church? I can't do it. Because, you know, I'm just a little old servant. Why you can't do it? The lower you go down, the higher you go up. Did we forgot that? That's what the Lord wants us to see. He don't want me to doubt you. He want me to build you up. Even if you're not completely where you need to be, still build you up. Tell you how great you are. Tell you what you can do. Y'all didn't know that, did you? That's the way the church was built. The church wasn't built on the good works. It was built by believing and confessing on this rock, I'll build my church. And the gates of hell, now listen to what Jesus said, and the gates of hell can't prevail against it. What you mean prevail? Can't overtake it, don't have no authorities over it, don't have no power over it. But why are we scared when God fills us with the Holy Ghost? What are we scared of? Galatians, the book tells us, if a brother be overtaken in a fault, ye with your spirit to restore such a one. So if we were doomed for hell, why did the Bible say, just go put your arm around him and hug him and bring him back home? You ain't got to have now prayer. Just bring him back home. Let them acknowledge what they was off and just bring them back home. But make sure you take the word with you. That's why we made the song, Take the Lord On With You
everywhere you go. That's all I'm saying. So if you take him with you everywhere you go, you ain't got to call. He right there with you. You know what I'm saying? Just go and do what you need to do. In the comfort of love, fellowship of the Spirit, good God Almighty, fellowship and sharing things with God, with Jesus, and with the Holy Ghost. Also unto other believers in Christ Jesus. We got to share that thing. I'm supposed to trust you. You're supposed to trust me. I'm supposed to trust you enough not to come lie to you and teach you something that's not biblical. You're supposed to trust me. We're supposed to be trusting one another. If you know something I don't know, I'm going to come to you and say, what about this? Could you help me with this? I ain't going to act up here in the pulpit like I know everything, and you ain't got no sense, but I got all the sense. I don't play that. If you don't believe in me, go on about your business. Or I'm going to want by mine. Because the Lord done taught me enough to not to get into silly, foolish questions about the Bible, about things of this life. He want me to get in the book, which is the Bible. Study the book, which is the Bible. Show myself approved to God, because man will never accept you in the fullness of the Godhead body. He'll never accept it, but God will. That's why Paul told Timothy to study, to show thyself approved unto what? A workman that need what? Not right and divine the word of truth. That's God's word. That's not mine. So I want to know God's mind, his action. And he said, and he went on to say, if any bowels of mercies, huh? Bowels of mercies, strong emotions, especially love with them, all your mind, your body, and your spirit. I'm just so strung out on Jesus. I'm so strung out on Jesus. I got Jesus so potent in my mind, in my spirit, that I can't help myself. Can I put some joy in here for a minute? They say, old son with Dyson used to be shouting off and twisting off. If loving you is wrong. What are you, Grace? I didn't know you know it. Oh, okay. I don't want to be right, huh? That strong emotions within our bowel, that come out of us. Did you know power comes out of us, not on us? The power comes out of us, y'all, not on us. Can't nobody put nothing in you but the Lord. I know we got some witchcrafters, soothsayers, and whosayers, and theysayers. I know that. I understand that. But it don't have authorities over you. Y'all hear me? He that is in you is greater than he that's in the world. The power and authority is given to us. I know that Adam and Eve lost dominion in the garden. See, y'all need to go check this out. They lost dominion in the garden, but 42 generations later, God came and restored dominion back, and that means power over. That's power over. I don't care what the devil throw at me. I got power over him. I ain't got to yield to him. I tell y'all all the time. All the time I tell y'all this. I say, Washington, D.C. ain't got nothing to do with us. I don't care what kind of laws they pass. That has nothing to do with the saints of God. That's the kingdom. That's right, brother. That's the kingdom that Jesus said, I'm going to tear this kingdom down. Now watch how foolish church folks are. Listen to me good. You're going to see how foolish church folks are. Jesus said, I'm going to tear this kingdom down, but in 3 days, I'm going to build it up again. No wisdom at all. They know it took them 100,000 years to build Rome. Huh? Now, how they going to tear down then and build it back in 3 days, huh? Jesus was talking about himself. He's going to conquer the whole world. He's going to conquer the entire world through his death, his burial, and his resurrection. And when he conquers the whole world, that's 3 days. Then he's going to get up And when he got up, he said, all power, heaven and earth, what about in my hand? It didn't say nothing about the devil. What Satan does to us as believers in Christ, what Satan does to us, this is what he do to us. Look. But he make it sound religious. And he send chills through your body. And boy, we say, I got it. I got it. What you got? What do you have, huh? You need the word of knowledge, not good feeling. We can get that anytime. You need the word of knowledge, not no good feeling, not nothing to make me run in the church. Run in the church at a most strong emotion that I rejoice because of what he is for me. I ain't just running to be seen. Too many people see me now. I'm running because I rejoice in what the Lord has done in my life, what he's doing right now in my life. I can't help myself. I got to give him praise, give him honor. He said, if this be so true, if this be true, in 1 Peter 3:8 it say, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, loving as brethren, and be pitiful and courteous to people. Don't go so strong arm no more. I know we teach that sometimes. A Christian got to be strong arm. No, that's not true. Christian got to be mild mannered, with a meek spirit, showing compassion in your life, and doing the things that you want people to do. You do what you want people to do behind you. A leader ain't got no business out here talking crazy and want you to shut up. That's what I said to the Lord. It's out of order. For me to get up here and make 30,000 rules in this church and I'm not keeping not one. That's called hypocrisy, which is a hypocrite. You got to stay with the word. You don't stay with the word, you're going to be doomed. He say, if all this be true about God, he's my water and dry place, huh? Food when I'm hungry, huh? Doctor when I'm sick. If he's all that to us, look what the word say now, second verse. Fulfill my joy. Fulfill ye, you, personal, that ye may be what? Like Jesus. That's what he means by like mine. Be like Jesus. Having the same love Jesus got. Being on one accord like the Father and the Son is, we got to be the same way. Accept the word the same way. And it say having one mind. I stress that here. I don't know how often do I stress that here. Bet I say it all the time. I don't know, is it catching root or not? I said, we need to stop thinking and do what the word of God says. As long as you think, the church ain't going to grow. But when you get in the word and say, look, I declare it. My life say this, what it say. I'm going to read it to you and just show what I'm saying, my commitment. Fulfill ye my joy. Do what God say. That's what that's saying. Look it up in your Greek and Hebrew. That ye may be like-minded. Huh? Be, same mind Christ got, you're going to have the same mind. See, God is a jealous God. Having the same love Christ got. That's what it's saying. And being of what? One accord, agree with the Father and the Son. And then have just one mind. I know y'all think I'm off, but this is what the book say. Have one mind, Dr. Carter. You ain't supposed to have no two minds. Me and you ain't supposed to differ in no opinion about the Bible. We're supposed to say the same thing every time. And God say the same thing. Not just the preacher. Everybody in this building is supposed to say the same identical thing. If you don't say the same thing, somebody off. And we too proud to admit that it was me. You know that. God help us. Well, let's look at it a little further. He said, nothing, let nothing. He said, nothing. That covers everything. Let nothing be done through what? Oh, God. Is that in the church? A vain glory. But in lowliness and meekness of mind, let each esteem others better than who? What? You think I'm going to put Janet over me? Janet, do you hear that? That's the book now. That's what the book say. I'm going by what the book say. You say what you want to say about me. I'm going by what the book say. Strife. Okay, being heated, angry, upset, violent dissension, bitter against another. That ain't in the church no more. Yeah, come on, y'all. You know better than that. You know that ain't in the church, will you? Ain't nothing but love in the church. Compassion, joy, peace, understanding, knowledge, goodwill. That's all in the church. One fall, everybody gonna run into each other trying to get them back up with kind words and being considerate. I'm talking about what the book say now. I'm in the book. You can't tell me I ain't in the book. I'm looking at it.
Church folks, they kick them
out. Look what it say. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory. Oh, what is vainglory? Doing what you want to do and not what God say do. Yes. Trying to be seen and identified. I want to be a big wheel now. So I'm going to have all kind of little actions on so you'll see me. But you're supposed to look at me and see Jesus. Y'all hear me? When I look at you, I'm supposed to see Jesus in you. I told you before, we are images and likeness of God. When God looked from heaven, you a mirror and he see himself. But when you're messed up, he can't see himself. He got to do just like he did Adam. Adam, where art thou? All these other times, he seen Adam. And they talked together every day. But when he messed up, God couldn't see him anymore. The fellowship broke down. The fellowship broke down. And we got to realize this, that when the fellowship breaks, we ain't smooth like we used to be. And we might have a little strife. I might be jealous of you. Might be envious of you. I might hate you and don't tell you. But looking at you, want to kill you and don't even tell you, huh? I like to, you know, put it out. It's going to stomp toes, but there ain't nothing. Mine's been stomped. So stomp toes ain't nothing. I've been doing that. He said here, look at us, y'all. Ooh, God. Treat other folks better than you treat yourself. Don't eat all the food, then what's ever left, give me a little. Set me down and feed me first. Now I'm crazy. Real crazy now, ain't it? When we go places on the bus, what do I say? I'm going to see if y'all aware of what I say. When we go somewhere on the bus, what I say? Don't fool the back seat. That's my seat. I am a watchman over the flock of God. I can't watch you in front of you. If I watch you in front of you, that means I'm coming, I done turn around and leaving God and going to you. Boy, that's wrong. That's wrong. But that's where we are. A lot of us want front seats. No, that's not in church. That's in the world. Huh? Grace, that's in the world, baby. We don't want no front seat in no church. We just want to be in the church, huh? Come on, y'all. Nobody don't want no front seat in church. We just want to get in there. If I just barely get in, I'm all right. What I want with the front seat? Oh, just come to me. We like to shine, but for the wrong reason. Let every man on his own thing, look on his own thing. Look not every man on his own thing, but every man also on the thing of who? Good God Almighty. So you got to look out for other people sometimes, brother.
That's right.
You just can't look out for William all the time.
Right.
You're supposed to look out for William, but you got to think further than yourself. Yeah, did y'all catch on to that? If you keep your hand in your pocket all the time, listen to me good, parabolically speaking. If you keep your hand in your pocket all the time, can't nothing come in and can't nothing go out, huh? But the book say, give. And it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men. And stop. Please don't say this around me no more. God going to send me some money. Stop saying that around me. Because you're against God. You going against God when you say stuff like that. God going to send me some money. That ain't scripture. That's not scripture. And a preacher or a teacher or a deacon or a lay person, you need to stop saying stuff like that. God going to send it to me. No, he's not. You make him out a lie. He said, the right hand of the Father in his rest, making intercession for us. He ain't going to send you nothing. He commissioned us to go get anything. He said, now watch this. Watch this, my brother. He said, if a man don't work, he don't eat. Ooh, Lord. Smith, you're too big, boy. Yeah. We won't eat and don't want to put nothing up. We want an easy road to travel on, huh? Yeah. But we'll drive your car, but not my car, huh? Uh-oh. Y'all don't understand what I'm saying. Come on. As long as in my favor, I'll go. Yeah. But when it's out of my favor, I'm going to send you. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. God, help us. Help us, Lord. This word here is dangerous to me and to all of us. If you don't walk in it, it's going to hurt you. Let this mind be in you, which is also where? Now listen to me. All the stuff I say, I just want to share this with y'all. He say, let the mind that I'm talking about, which is Christ's mind, let it be in you, just like it was in Christ Jesus. He didn't say nothing about it's going to be tainted or give an opinion. It say, let the mind of Christ live inside of you. Anybody ever read the 5th chapter of Matthew? It called some beatitude. And what that mean, beatitude? Have the same mind, same thing. That's in Christ, have it in you. This the attitude you got to take. That's all it's saying. Take this attitude, y'all. And sometimes it seems crazy to people. He say, when they do you bad, do good to them and pray for them. I've had people to tell me, that's all right, let's keep that to ourselves. Let this mind be in you, which is also where? In Christ Jesus. Now, this is what it's saying to me. I don't know no better, y'all. The same mind Christ got, we supposed to have the same mind. If we got the same mind Christ got, don't you know there'll never be no confusion in the church? If we got the same mind Christ got, it can't be no confusion in the church. Even though Jesus went through all that hell, he kept God's mind. He never veered away from God's mind. Now, he had the power. The Bible say now, see, that's what I like to stay with the Bible. The Bible say he had 12 legion of angels. Just he could have called at any moment to come and destroy the whole earth. But he was obedient to the Father. Obedient unto what? Death. Even to what? Death of the cross. So it's so essential to have Christ's mind living in every one of us in this church. I ain't talking about just preaching the deacon, everybody. Yes. You need the mind of Christ living in you. Even if you mess up one time, by Christ being in you, it's going to, the Holy Spirit, now watch, this is the purpose of the Holy Spirit. If you done messed up, you're not conscious, you messed up, the Holy Spirit is going to come back and say, come after you and give you the same word. Going to bring back to your remembrance the thing you just done, and then you're going to say, Lord, I'm sorry. You still fixed by God? Because you made a mistake, you don't go to hell for making no mistake. You go to hell for when you don't repent of your mistake. Huh? We trying to run. Who being in the form of God thought it's not robbery to be equal with God. Now, Lord, that's heavy stuff there, my brother. In the form of God. Thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Some of us got a limit in the church, how much we can do. And then some people want to put limits on people, how much they can do. You see what I'm saying? There's no limit. Jesus means eternity, right? Jesus means everlasting, am I right? But why are we putting limits on? We even put limits on people. Now watch this, I'm going to get in trouble now. It's all right, I don't care. I go to many funerals, and I know the Holy Spirit ain't telling them people that. 10 people get up and say the Spirit told them to say that. That's the biggest lie ever been told on earth. I don't care if you like me or not. I'm telling the truth, though. How in the world are you 10 people? You ought to have more sense than that. If the Spirit reveals something to you, it's going to be the same thing that's in the book. It's going to be the same thing that's in the book, but we just want to get up and be seen and heard. We want to stand up for our much speaking, how I use my verbs and my adjectives. That's what we want. So people say, oh, he speaks well. That is vainglory. That's vainglory. There's a danger in it. So you do what God say and think like God think, and you can't get in no trouble. But when you start thinking like we think, you're in trouble. We're coming to a close. It said here, you see, the form of God, thought is not robbery. Do we? So, what, Lania, what you saying? If Jesus did this and he told me I was an heir and a joint heir with Jesus Christ, if he did it, I don't think I'm wrong for wanting to be just like Jesus. Where I'm wrong at? For being wanting to be just like Jesus. Show me where I'm wrong for wanting to be just like Jesus. Where's wrong at? I got to practice being just like Jesus in order to get just like Jesus. You can't jump up and be just like Jesus. You got to go through a process. If you wouldn't have to go through a process, why 42 generations meant so good to God? You got to be wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Above all, understanding. Look what he said here. He didn't count a robbery equal, but made, now watch this, made himself of no what? Well, let me be honest. I used to play ball and stuff, and it made me feel good when somebody said, "Boy, Future bad. That Smith boy bad." That made me feel good. I ain't lying. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. Y'all put me out of church. I'm all right. I'm still a Christian. So, boy, he good. He good. What I like that. And everywhere I go, people used to say, "And that's that boy there." Look. I like that reputation then. But I learned some sense. It ain't nothing but grass, dry grass. Nothing but dry grass. It's going to soon be pushed away. It ain't going to stay no time. My cousin was one of the best shortstops ever lived in the major. But everybody forgot him. Now he died last year. Ernie Banks, Chicago Cub, he died last year. He didn't even think about him no more. If somebody don't bring his name up, he'll never be brought up. All that stuff perish. Go with the wind. But hear me as we close. He said he made himself of no what? Reputation. And took up on him, watch this, the form of a servant. The form of a servant. He took up on him what? The form, a form of a servant. What is a servant? That's a slave, am I right? He come to be a slave for us, says Edna. He even proved that he was a slave. He washed them disciples' feet, didn't he? Kneeled down. But when he had something exceptional in him, because when he washed Peter's feet, I believe, he said, "Oh, Lord, don't just wash my feet. The way I feel, just washing my feet, wash all of me. I want to feel good all over." Yes, sir. So Jesus completes us when we believe and accept him as Lord and Savior. So he didn't come to be served, but he come to serve. He was made in the likeness. Now, look at that too now. He was made in the likeness of men. Made in the likeness of men, because if he wouldn't have come in the likeness of men, we had something to argue with. Yeah. We're going to say, "No, you God, you all spirit." No, but he took on a fleshly body. He took on a fleshly body, just like our body, and conquered sin and death in his own physical body. That's why his word never failed. But guess what's good about it? This is the best thing about it. When he took on our body, went down, paid for all the sins in the world. This is what he did. The Father, this is what he did. Sent him to do a work. He came and did it. The Father quickened him before anybody could touch him. He had to go back to the Father and be quicker. When Christ come back, in other words, when that cloud opened up, when the clouds pushed back like it did for Stephen, when the cloud opened up, every eye gonna be able to see him. And when we see Jesus, I ain't gonna tell you we're gonna say amen. But when we see Jesus, that's gonna be the brightest time in our life on this earth. All our problems gonna be over with. We won't even have to shed no more tears, because the joy of our salvation is gonna be leaping and jumping. So he said he'd rather come and serve us than to be lords over us. That's a joy. That's where he wants us today. Maybe somebody. Maybe somebody today. Maybe somebody. Ready to take on that spirit of righteousness, spirit of truth, spirit of understanding. More than anything, we need to understand God. Get the mind of God.
I've learned how to live holy. Oh, I've learned how to live right. I've learned how to suffer. If I suffer,
what you say?
Oh, I'll gain eternal life. I've learned, talk about me, y'all, how to live holy. When they say it ain't not to me, I've learned. How to live right. I've learned how to suffer.
What
if
say?
I suffer, I'll gain, yeah, eternal life. Somebody might be wanting to know what. When all this gonna take place? When I see Jesus.
When I see Jesus.
When I see Jesus.
When I see Jesus.
Yeah, hey, amen. When I see Jesus. When I see the man who died on Calvary. Hey, amen. Oh, my troubles. And all of my tribulation will be over. When I see Jesus, yeah, amen. One of these old days, crying gonna be all over. But I'm so glad I got my business fixed with Jesus. Ain't he able? If you know he's able, just let me see you wave your hand.